conversation, Kay.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas. Live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, treecare.com, or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's the latest news from NPR and Weekend Edition Saturday. The time is 7 o'clock. This is KPR.
The Trump administration did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Sasha Pfeiffer, NPR News.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The draw for the World Cup soccer tournament took place yesterday, so we now know which teams will be playing against one another in the first round. And as Greg Eklund explains, Kansas City now has a better idea about which countries will be playing at Arrowhead Stadium.
The big news is that Argentina might play in Kansas City. That means Lionel Messi, one of soccer's all-time greatest, may make a return to Arrowhead Stadium. Former U.S. team member Jimmy Conrad says if a team is playing in Kansas City, it enhances the chances of a team like Argentina training in the Kansas City area.
Once the schedule gets announced, if Argentina does have two games in Kansas City, I wouldn't be surprised if you see Leo Messi getting some barbecue here in between games, because this is where their home base is going to be.
The schedule will be announced this weekend. I'm Greg Eklund.
The Kansas State Wildcats held off a fifth-set challenge by San Diego to win their first-round match 3-2 in the NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament. Third-year Wildcats coach Jason Mansfield says the team experience was a big factor in the win.
I think it says a lot about their composure, and we got a veteran group out there of a bunch of juniors and seniors that have played together, you know, for a while, and I think their poise at the end there and making a couple plays to win the match was pretty special.
Next up for the Wildcats in Lincoln, Nebraska is a match tonight at 7 o'clock against the host team. Meanwhile, the Kansas Jayhawks advanced to the Sweet 16 after their 3-1 win over the Miami Hurricanes.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Legacy Box, committed to helping preserve moments that matter this holiday season by digitizing videos and photos, then storing them in the cloud so they can be gifted for generations to come. LegacyBox.com.
Clear skies this morning, becoming partly sunny and then turning mostly cloudy later in the day. Highs today in the mid-40s. Winds from the south with gusts up to 25 miles per hour this afternoon. Much colder temperatures in store for tomorrow with highs in the lower 30s. It's 27 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
That they'll be granted a visa. Becky Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News.
And you're listening to it on Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
If you're looking for a gift for the readers on your holiday shopping list, stay tuned. NPR staffers give their recommendations for some of their favorite books of the year. It's NPR's Books We Love series coming up at 7:41 on Kansas Public Radio. This afternoon at 1 o'clock, join Destiny for your requests. Everyone seems to be getting into the Christmas spirit, specifically in the style of Corelli and Torelli. We'll hear their elegant Christmas concerts as well as a cute toy march. Classics by request with Destiny starting at 1 o'clock, going till 4 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. And if you're joining us on KPR2 this morning, stay tuned later today for NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 1 o'clock on KPR2.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services, including truancy prevention programming and case management to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
Mostly clear skies this morning, becoming cloudy as the day goes on. Highs today in the mid-40s. We've got hazy skies in Chanute with 31 degrees. Mostly cloudy in Emporia with 30 degrees, 28 in Overland Park. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
This is NPR News.
Covering the military is Tom Bowman's job, but when the Defense Department asked him to sign a pledge that would restrict his journalism, he turned in the press pass he's had for nearly 30 years. That hasn't stopped him, though.
You're going to try to do that to us? We're going to find a way to get the information for the American people, period.
How NPR's Pentagon correspondent still reports, even after being barred from the building, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Toast at 10, a New Year's Eve celebration at the zoo with a plated dinner, entertainment, silent auction, and champagne toast at 10 p.m. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, Netflix winning bid for Warner Brothers Discovery reverberated through Hollywood and Washington. Why you should care here in Kansas? That story coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. We're looking for partly sunny skies this morning, becoming mostly cloudy as the day goes on. Highs today in the mid-40s. Winds from the south with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. It's 26 in Atchison, 29 in Emporia, 26 degrees here in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Liverpool Legends, performing the complete Beatles experience, narrated by Louise Harrison, Saturday, December 27th, 7:30 p.m. at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Information can be found at LiverpoolLegends.com.
Support for NPR comes from this station, Separation of Church and State. Since 1946, AU has supported the First Amendment right of freedom of religion. More at AU.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. Stay tuned for the latest news and later. Which words do you mispronounce most often? We'll find out about the year's most mispronounced words. That's coming up at around 7:30 here on Kansas Public Radio.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Partly sunny skies today, highs in the mid-40s. This is KPR.
Can delay or deny care for seniors. For NPR News, I'm Macy Byers in Lincoln, Nebraska.
During the government shutdown that started in October, the Federal Aviation Administration ordered U.S. airlines to observe an emergency order to cut flights at 40 major airports. The FAA said the order was a safety measure as unpaid air traffic controllers were missing work. Now the FAA is investigating whether airlines complied or could face fines of up to $75,000 for each flight over the reductions. This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Kansas State University introduced Colin Klein as its new head football coach yesterday. WIBW reports that Klein and his family arrived in Manhattan yesterday morning and were welcomed by a crowd of fans and university officials at the Morgan Family Arena yesterday afternoon. Klein replaces K-State coach Chris Kleiman, who announced his retirement Wednesday. Klein got his undergraduate degree from K-State in 2011, a master's degree in 2019. He played at K-State from 2008 to 2012 and was a finalist for the Heisman Trophy in 2012. He's coming to K-State from Texas A&M, where he will continue serving as the Aggies' offensive coordinator until the end of their playoff run. He becomes the 36th head football coach in school history, signing a five-year contract with an average base salary of $4.3 million. Sedgwick County Democrats have selected a state representative to replace outgoing state Senator Mary Ware. Daniel Cottle has this report.
Ware represents part of Wichita in the Senate. She announced her retirement in November after serving since 2019. State Representative Silas Miller will finish out the last 3 years of Ware's current term. Miller will vacate his current seat in the House, which he's held since 2022. He also works as an insurance broker. In 2024, Miller unsuccessfully tried to pass a bill to remove cannabis from the state's list of illegal drugs. He will be one of the youngest members of the Kansas Senate. Lawmakers return to Topeka for their annual session January 12th. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Cottle.
Again, the K-State men's basketball team hosts Seton Hall at 3 o'clock. This afternoon, it's the first time the Wildcats and the Pirates have faced off since 1940. Partly sunny skies this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon. Highs today in the mid-40s. Winds from the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour, with gusts up to 25 miles per hour this afternoon. Mostly cloudy and cold overnight tonight, with lows in the mid-20s. Highs in the lower 30s for tomorrow. It's 27 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up, we'll hear about a Canadian artist who spent decades learning, perfecting, and teaching the art of making suits of armor for mice. Yep, little tiny suits of armor for mice. That story coming up at 8:35 this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Imagine your favorite Christmas carols performed by a swinging big band. That's the formula at Big Band Christmas, KPR's annual holiday bash with the KC Jazz Orchestra. Get your tickets now at the Liberty Hall box office or at Ticketmaster.com. KPR's Big Band Christmas is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
We've got a mix of sunshine and clouds this morning. Highs today in the mid-40s with winds from the south, gusts up to 25 miles per hour this afternoon. It's 28 degrees in Atchison, 27 here in Lawrence. In Topeka, it's 28 degrees. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Eric and Wendy.
Show how men can be men, do masculine things, make the world a better place.
Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join Aisha Rusko and me, Kay McIntyre, for Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio from 7 to 10 o'clock tomorrow morning here on 91.5 FM and FM 96.1 in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Eldridge Hotel, inviting all to downtown Lawrence for a holiday breakfast brunch. Saturday, December 6th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Reservations and walk-ins accepted. Information at eldridgehotel.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, we'll speak to the star of the new Brazilian film, The Secret Agent, Wagner Moura, coming up at 8:55 here on Kansas Public Radio. Here at KPR, you hear more than just sound bites. You hear civil conversations about the issues. KPR provides high-quality news and information that you use to stay informed in our changing world. We can only do this with your support. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org and support news that matters.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Support for NPR comes from the Yarl and Pamela Moan, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom right around the corner. Then stay with us for NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering services to families who want to foster or adopt, including help with licensure or home studies and background checks. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
We've got partly to mostly cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area right now. Highs today in the mid-40s. This is KPR.
From NPR News in Mexico City, this